This week on The Bottom Line, I say the word murder, I dress up like a lawyer, and I try and cook. And this is The Bottom Line. Hey everybody, I'm Doug.
And I'm Chrissy.
And this is The Bottom Line. Welcome!
Welcome back, Bottom Feeders.
A million thank yous. I'll tell you about that later.
Yeah.
Okay, what do we got?
Well, we have our sponsors, Marine Data Solutions and Salty Rags Group Arrowhead.
You know, Marine Data Solutions have been with us from the absolute beginning. I love those guys, and they give us whatever we need. He's always like, here, what do you need? What do you need? But you know what? With all that, I still have 99 problems on board.
And the internet's not one of them!
And Salty Rags Group Arrowhead. What do we got?
They keep us looking fly and personalized gear for our boats, of course.
They keep her looking fly. Now, the funny thing is, somebody actually called Dave and said, I need you to take care of a body. And he's like, I don't do that. I only do extortions, blackmail, and murder. But he doesn't dispose of the bodies. You would think a clothing company with all that bottles of ink and everything, they could probably dissolve
Well, they'd probably personalize it.
Don't call Dave for that stuff. No. Actually, call him. He really does.
Call him for personalized gear for your boats.
Yeah. Okay.
Towels,
Next.
And more. Working. Yacht industry news.
What do we got in yacht industry news?
Well, we have social media.
We always have social
always
media.
Always social media. And unfortunately, again, it's not for positive reasons. But we have this Facebook group that is calling people out. Programs, captains, crew, owners.
So, I get it. So you got a problem with the boat, captain, owner,
et cetera.
Other crew, and they want to warn other people of it. There's a little bit of a problem. So one guy, and I'm not going to mention the name of the group, I'm not going to mention the name of the people involved, but one guy's basically going to sue them. I mean, that was the word, and he is not going to let this go. So, I mean, this is kind of a little ridiculous. They're talking about hit lists. They're actually even saying, you know, there was murder involved.
Murder.
Okay, you know, yeah. Somebody made somebody disappear. Dude.
Not good.
People.
Not good.
We're in yachting. This isn't The Sopranos. Okay?
They think it is.
And guess what? I think there's going to be a lawsuit headed somebody's way because this person is really fired up about
not
it.
Happy.
Now, I'm not a lawyer. I don't even play one on TV.
Nope, not yet.
Okay, so I'm not going to give you anything legal. I'm not going to give you legal advice. I am going to tell you this. Okay, they recently passed a law about 10 years ago. It's called online defamation
of
character.
Yep.
And that's a real thing.
Yep.
Now, why am I telling you that? Because everybody's hiding behind the, I can say whatever I want as long as it's true. And that's kind of true.
Kind of freedom of speech, however.
If it's real. Okay, now, I'm going to give you a scenario. Some stewardess says this captain has sexually harassed you, all right?
Yep.
And you tell me, say, Doug, somebody sexually harassed me.
Someone sexually harassed me.
You know what? I'm getting online, and I'm going to tell the whole world about it.
With the names
okay?
and vote, yeah.
So, yes, it all really happened, but you said, I don't want to get involved. I'm not calling the cops. Mm-hmm. So it didn't really happen.
It's the problem.
That's the problem, okay? Even though it happened, and the person it happened to is not saying anything, it didn't happen. People on this planet, or in the United States anyway, they are innocent until proven guilty. So you are opening yourself up to a lawsuit, even though it happened, or somebody told you it happened. But if that person it happened to says, I'm not saying anything about it, then it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So my advice to you is if you have a problem on a boat, sexual harassment or stealing money mm-hmm. or
any other problem.
Drugs,
any
drinking,
other issues,
any problem.
Any issues.
Go to law enforcement and let them figure it out.
Not to social media.
Not to social media. Okay? By the way, if you go to law enforcement, it's real. They'll take care of it. Okay? By the way, if you have, you know, like the food was really bad on board, you can go to law enforcement for that. They'll probably, you know, say, yeah. Okay. All right. Now, what? Okay. Again, I'm not a lawyer, but I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Okay? If you get sued, and I think there's going to be some people getting sued, and I think the guy who runs these groups or the guys who run these groups, they're going to get sued too. Whether it's true, false, or whatever, you're going to have to defend yourself, and that equals, just to summary judgment, you're talking about $15,000 to $20,000. Lawsuits are real. This is not going to be a federal crime. It's going to be a civil lawsuit, all right? And it's not like TV. There's no lawyers going to be like, I'll defend you for free. No, you're going to have to pay.
Definitely not.
And guess what? When you're done paying, they just leave. Nobody's going to be, you can't be like, and sue them for legal expenses. Because that doesn't happen in real life. You are a defendant, okay? You're a defendant, All right. If you go to a settlement or a summary judgment, everybody just shakes hands and walks away. You're out 20 grand. So please keep in mind that when you do this stuff, you're opening yourself up to a big financial loss. Mm-hmm. Next.
Please be careful on social media.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Next.
Well, we're touching on a subject that we discussed a few weeks
Speaking
ago.
Of touching, you're playing footsie
Sorry,
with me.
I'm just kicking you subtly under the table.
Okay. What do we got? ARCUP?
ARCUP. We're going back to the debate. Is it a houseboat? Is it a yacht? Is it a barge? You got called out.
A few episodes ago, we reviewed this thing called ARCUP. It's a barge that goes up, and they're calling it a yacht. And I said, this isn't a yacht. Take a look at the clip.
I'm hardcore boat guy. I'd love to live on this in a heartbeat. Okay? But it's not a yacht.
Look, Doug, I have to say you have it completely wrong. The Ark is a yacht.
Okay, so that's me saying it's not a yacht. And then Nicholas from ARCA actually responded to us.
He did. Thank
you, Nicholas. And you can see he says it is a yacht. So anyway, he got to talking with Georgia, and they're really nice people, and it's a really cool concept. I really like it a lot. So if you want to check out the full interview that Georgia had with Nicholas from ARCA, go to the Bottom Line Facebook page. Yeah, you'll see it there. Pretty cool, right?
It's great. Thanks,
okay.
Nicholas.
Next.
Well, Utopia 4 was finally towed back to Miami.
We actually passed it when we were offshore. We were going faster than them. They were doing like 4 knots. They were towed by one tug, and then there was another tug in escort. So it has left the Bahamas, and it was on its way to Miami. I don't know where in Miami it went. I don't know why it didn't run on its own. I suspect they have a lot of problems going on. It's U.S. flag. I wonder if they put a sticker on it till the investigation's over. I don't know.
Maybe.
But it's back in Miami. Okay, next.
Well, we are checking out the galley.
Oh, the galley.
In the galley, we're checking out.
Yo, it's so weird. Everybody's so used to a chef.
Yep.
Because we're spoiled rotten on yachts. That they don't even know how to cook. So I'm going to teach you how to feed yourself as an adult.
A gourmet meal.
So check me out in the galley. Okay, so sometimes the chef is not here, sometimes they're out shopping. This does not have to be you. Yes, no, load it up. Supersize me. Uh-huh. No, yeah, perfect. Okay, do you deliver? Do you deliver to yachts? No! Because we're adults and we can cook for ourselves. So today I'm going to show you a quick, easy meal you can do while the chef isn't here. First of all, you need bread. And we're going to need some what they call protein. And what we're going to do is we're going to take these hot dogs. Now, these hot dogs, they're pretty good. So you take two, crack it, you got your plate, and you put them on the plate. Now, see a situation like this? There. See? Perfect. Now, common mistake is they put the hot dogs together. This is incorrect. What you want to do is you want the hot dogs to be in like a V formation. I want you to take this, put it in the microwave for 1 minute. So it says 13 seconds. This is a judgment call. Kind of looks okay. So you take the plate out, very hot. Most chefs want you to cover it while it's in the microwave, but if they're not here, how are they gonna know? So what you do is you take your hot dogs, you take two slices of bread. In the V formation. This is very important. If you don't do that, they roll off. Now we need some cheese. Now, a common mistake here is one slice of cheese per hot dog, and that is simply not true. What you want to do is take the cheese, fold it over once, lay it gently on top of the hot dog. You'll notice the V formation keeps it from rolling off. Now, back in the microwave. And we continue to cook. About 14 seconds left. I never want to go all the way to the end. Just a quick check. Yes, they're done. Now, here we go. Two hot dogs with cheese on bread. This is the kind of hot dogs you get at football stadiums, anywhere. These are the best things on the planet. Very healthy. Bon appetit. How about that?
That was tasty.
They were delish. I'm gonna tell you, we actually put on more cheese and
I've definitely put on one.
Okay, next.
Definitely. Well, bottom feeders, we have some shout-outs.
Shout-outs
to our
bottom feeders.
I know. Thanks to our fans.
Oh.
You had a big announcement about
Remember when
that.
I said thousand thanks or million thanks
million
before?
Thanks.
I'm not really paying attention to this, but I just looked it up. 1,043,000 views.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. That's a lot. I don't know if that's a lot.
That is a lot.
I don't know if that's
over a million. Heck yeah, it's a lot.
That's over a million. This year, we're at, like, just this year, and it's only, or no, no, just last 6 months, it's like 800,000. That's a lot.
So thank you to you guys for watching.
Thank you very much. It makes us keep chugging along. Okay.
Yes, it does.
Next.
Well, one specific bottom feeder we're going to shout out is Mark from Oklahoma.
He's trying to buy a 100-foot yacht.
He is.
Yep. And he sent this photo in as he's going by. I think he was on a sea trial.
Yeah.
I hope you buy it, Mark, and we're going to follow your adventures if you do buy
it. Would
love to. He actually said, you want to film us while we buy it? I'm like, yes,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yep. Mark.
So Mark from Oklahoma. And next.
Thanks for watching. And then we have Pamela in Lauderdale with her son.
Pamela and her son, Jake. Mm-hmm. And this is, she calls him the amazing Jake. And mm-hmm. So a big shout out to Jake.
Yes.
Here's
hello,
a picture
Jake.
Of them in their boat. They put, this it. Is crazy. They put about 400 hours a year on this boat. They go down to the Keys. They go all over the place. This is called living life.
It is.
You know, me, I just sit on the sofa. You know, I just like, no, I'm kidding. I'm always underway on this boat.
But boating makes everything better.
Yeah.
So thank you for watching.
Okay, next.
Crew Corner.
What do we got in Crew Corner?
Well, we have our sponsor, of course, sponsoring Crew Corner.
Which is?
Crew Haven.
Crew Haven. Yes. Get rested like the guest did.
The best place to call home when you are actually not at home.
So they have houses right next to the Lauderdale Marine Center. This is a no-brainer. I'm going to give you some of the things I kind of drove by. I'm going to make some assumptions here.
Oh, boy.
Okay? They have butlers. They have maids.
Where's the
chauffeur.
Envelope?
Chauffeur. Oh, this is the place with the gold Rolls Royces. They have the gold Rolls Royce convertibles. It'll pick you up from the airport and drop you right off.
Yep.
It's their butler's name, Jeeves. Oh, hello.
Like Ask Jeeves?
Yes, Ask Jeeves. Hello, can I get you something? Nah, they don't have any of that. They'll probably get that to you for the right price. What they do have are very clean houses, set up for crew, internet,
Wi-Fi,
all
laundry.
That stuff. And they have iguanas, too.
Probably falling from the trees.
Yeah, they're falling from the trees. Pretty cool.
Probably.
Okay, next.
But in Crew Corner, we're talking about Rule 5.
Rule 5. Chew with your mouth closed.
Yeah, of course.
Forks on the right.
Yep.
Spoons on the left.
Yep. Looking both ways before you cross the street.
I don't know Rule 5.
And don't breathing underwater. Well, Rule 5 is maintaining a proper lookout.
Oh, maintaining a proper lookout.
Yes.
What's the Coast Guard think maintaining a proper lookout is?
Well, Coast Guard believes the lookout rule or navigation rule 5 requires that all vessels at all times maintain a proper lookout by not only sight and hearing so that the operator can fully appraise the situation and
oh, wait, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. Did you say sight and what?
Hearing.
Oh, I didn't hear you. You know why I didn't hear you? Because I have both wheelhouse doors closed and the music's jamming.
Music's blasting.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
So,
that's not
what's
good.
That mean? That means you need a lookout.
Yep.
Okay.
At
that means you need a lookout if you're on a canoe or a 206-foot motor yacht leaving Nassau at 25 knots in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Just pulling that out of the hat.
Just a random number, random location.
If you rear end the boat, it's your fault. There's just no, I mean, this is how important a lookout is. Now, the maritime courts have determined, because I do this, mm-hmm. sometimes during the day, I run the bridge by myself, mm-hmm. but I do have the doors open. And I'm constantly going up on the bridge to take a look around. I have a strict rule, no music on the bridge. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're there to work. At night, we always have two. Always have two. But anyway, the courts have determined that you can have what they call a dual function master lookout. All right, what's that mean? That means as long as you have an unobstructed view and a couple other things, you can run the boat while you're driving as a lookout. But the other things are severe weather conditions, fog, narrow channels, blinding curves, like a bend around the a river or something, anything that would impede your sight, waterways that attract large amounts of recreational or commercial traffic. Okay, you have to have a lookout. Mm-hmm. Now, what could happen if you don't? You could be the greatest captain on the planet. And I've got this. And you rear end somebody and you don't have a lookout, you're in trouble. This guy, all right,
yeah.
He's a licensed captain. He was hired to drive a 60-foot Princess from Rhode Island to Baltimore for the boat show. And he plowed right over a 23-foot center console off of Westerly, Rhode Island. Okay. Unfortunately, this actually resulted in the death of the guy on the 23-footer. He had radar, VHF, navigation, AIS, everything. This Princess boat had everything. He was driving from downstairs. He was charged with not having a proper lookout, okay? And he went to jail. He was charged and found guilty in federal court of seaman's manslaughter. So this is really, really serious.
Very serious.
You can be doing everything right, but if you don't have that proper lookout and you kill somebody, you're going to jail. I don't think it could get any worse than that. So I implore everyone, turn the radios off on the bridge. Don't rely on AIS, because if you're a 206-foot motor yacht traveling at 25 knots and there's a boat in front of you without an AIS system, he's still there, okay? I take this very seriously. I hope all of you guys take this very seriously. You must maintain a proper lookout. Radios off, stereos off, lights off at night, doors open so you can hear. And I ask her, I'm always going up on the bridge. Everybody thinks I'm daydreaming looking at the stars. I'm looking around the horizon to check. All right? So everybody stay safe out there. Rule 5 is a real thing. And we're going out on charter. We'll see you guys next time. We'll see you next week. I'm Doug.
And I'm Christy.
And that's The Bottom Line.
Bye, bottom feeders.